Well, the rags used to come. David Blight used to bring them from Tottenham Station with a horse and wagon, see? Well, then they was unloaded, took into the reg house, and then the bales was opened, and then, I don't know, there might have been 10, 12 ladies there. They had a bench each with like a, it was like a part of a scythe stuck in the wood frame, and then they used to go through the thrasher. The bloke used to put them in the thrasher, and they was thrashed for 20 minutes. Then they, one lady, that's to get out the dust and that. Yes. Well, then one lady would go, that was her job, she'd take them out of the thrasher, put them into these baskets, and then go round and fill up all the ladies' benches. Well, was that they were sorting that lot? Well, the next lot was put into the thrasher, and that's how it went on. Well, then they, well, then the ladies used to cut them shorter, cut off all the buttons, hooks and eyes, and all that sort of thing, and that was threw away. And then they was carried a little bit further on, and they used to go down in like a trap door in the floor. Well, there was a bloke down on under there. And these rags used to go down into a box thing, and he used to go down. He used to be there, and he would put them through the cutting machine. Well, they'd go through the cutting machine, and then come back in the rag house again. Well, then the women, a couple of women would have to, when they come back, they'd have to put them over the magnet to make sure that they'd got it all out. Well, then they was taken from the magnet, put into the dusters, and they was in the dusters for 20 minutes. Well, after that, they was took out and basketed up in about, I reckon you used to get about 70, 80 pound in a basket. Well, then they was took out into the boiler house. And they was put into the boiler. You might get about 1,500 weight to a ton in a boiler. Well, you'd put so much alkali in, and then they was boiled perhaps for 2 hours. Well, then you blow them up, then you blow the bottom of the boiler, let the steam out and the water. Well, then you'd go, then the blokes down under would go up and take the big ring off the boiler, let the boiler come around so far. And then he'd have a tub down under, and he used to pull these rags out into the tub, take them into the beater room, and then you had another man there. You'd throw the rags in a bin here, and this bloke used to be sat facing you as you'd done it. Well, then he had a bench there. You'd put the rags up on his bench, and he used to sort them again, in case you got any bits of silk or that had gone through, or elastic. Well, then he used to throw them back over into the next bin. Well, then we used to take them from that bin when they was ready. We used to put them in the breakers. We used to wash them for a half hour. Then you'd bleach them for, all depends what sort it was, 20 minutes to a half hour. And then you'd wash them out again, say for a half hour to three parts of an hour. And then you'd bleach them again with a pinch of bluing. Then you used to let them down in big tanks. That was right down underneath. Well, then they used to stand in bleach for 24 hours. See, the following day, the bloke that was in charge of the beater room would go down and pull up a wire. That's where the drains were, see? And he'd pull these wires up, and then the rigs would drain. Well, when they was drained enough, you used to go down with a tub, and you might have to bring up perhaps 20 out shot, 60 new white cuttings. That's 80. You just have to make it up in weight to 120 pound to a tub. Could be because you had a big copper thing down on under. That one used to allow to hold 10 pound of rag. So you go by the weight of the rag, not when it's down there. Mm-hmm. And that used to be 120 pound. You brought it back, washed it out for about an hour and a half to 2 hours to get out the bleach. And then you drop that into the pulverizers, what we used to call beaters, and then you gradually beat that off. It all depends what you was making. And if you was making drawings or writing paper or anything like that, you beat it quick. But if you was doing anything like on the loan side, perhaps you'd give that 4, 5, 6 hours. It all depends what you wanted.
Yeah.
And you kept it different lengths. And most mills, they've got testing tubes, you know, how they try theirs if it's ready. But we always used to test ours in two anvils. you'd take a bit out and go to your water tap and go like that until you got it thin enough, and then you'd go up to the light in the window and just look through it like that, and you could tell the length of the fibres, what you had to get. Well, when that was ready, that was emptied down into some big chests in the valleys, and that's where it was made.